Eastern Oregon's Grant County will keep its distinction of being the only county in America to declare itself a United Nations Free Zone. An Oregon Circuit Court judge there dismissed a legal challenge to a local ban on United Nations activities. That voter-approved measure is just one example of pushback in the rural West against what some perceive as runaway big government. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports there's pushback against the pushback and a new tack in eastern Oregon.
Grant County banned the United Nations by citizen initiative. The referendum in 2002 wasn't close. 58% of voters said keep the United Nations out of eastern Oregon. The sponsors asserted the United Nations seeks to impose world taxation, take away guns and private property, and bring about one world controlled education. That same year, Grant County voters also approved a measure to petition Congress to transfer federal lands to the county. Then in 2013, county commissioners took another tack. They voted to forbid the Forest Service from closing roads or trails. For the past couple of years, a former county supervisor has been going to court to strike down measures like these, one or two or three at a time.
It's because they're still informing public land management conversations and efforts in ways that are really counterproductive for Grant County.
Mark Webb argues the county measures he targets are preempted by state or federal law.
I just feel like it's important to work within the context of law. That's the best way to move forward, and that the only productive way we can do that now is to get these off the books.
But a circuit court judge threw out the case before it got to the merits. Judge William Kramer ruled Webb failed to show he suffered any harm and therefore did not have standing to challenge.
I understand the judgment. Still, I am disappointed because it essentially holds that I can't legally challenge an invalid measure or ordinance unless it is being enforced, which is unlikely to happen because it is invalid.
The man who was behind the measure to stop the Forest Service from decommissioning old logging roads and stockways says he's happy with the court ruling. Canyon City resident Jim Sproul says he'll now prod county officials to enforce the Forest Roads Ordinance. But first, the county lawmakers are considering a broader tactic, one that at least a half dozen other counties in rural Oregon and eastern Washington have looked at. The strategy is called invoking coordination. It interprets a phrase in national environmental laws to mean federal agencies must pay more deference to local views. Sproul says it would give Grant County equal footing in forest planning and decision-making.
The county will have a stronger voice at the table. It'll be an equal voice, not one of, you will do this or you will do that.
On January 23rd, the Grant County commissioners voted to research the coordination doctrine some more. Woodcrafter Dave Traylor hopes the practical outcome is a faster pace of logging and forest thinning to reduce wildfire risk in the Malheur National Forest.
We'll be able to pay for the work as we go and create badly needed employment, and in doing so, produce resources that the nation needs rather than seeing it all at risk of burning up.
Liberal groups say coordination supporters are misinterpreting federal statutes to give counties power over federal lands that they don't really have and just setting themselves up for more frustration. The Forest Service has a muted reaction when counties invoke coordination, as neighboring Baker and Crook County did a few years ago. A two-sentence statement from the Northwest Regional Office in Portland says the Forest Service is deeply committed to working collaboratively with all stakeholders, including not only county officials, but also nonprofits, state agencies, and others. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.